Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Beth Ann from CSC Talk Radio. Always happy to have her join us, and she always fills in, and I do appreciate it so much as we wait for Pastor Butch Paul to get healthier and get his energy back, and so he can join us again. So she's going to be, Beth Ann will be my co-host today, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on political and economic events. And today is January 29th, 2021. Hi, Beth.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. I'm not glad that Pastor Butch is sick, but I'm glad to be here.
Well, maybe we can have you here when he's healthy.
Well, that'd be fun. Oh, that'd be a lot of trouble. That we could cause a lot of trouble, couldn't we?
Probably, but that would make it fun.
It would indeed. He's always fun. I've had him on my show before. It's been a long time, but I've had him on before. So.
Well, before we get started, let me go ahead and do the market report today.
Absolutely.
And, you know, gold was off with a bang this morning. I opened up my computer today, and, you know, gold was at $1,876, $31 higher than where we closed today, which is basically the same as yesterday, $1,843. Silver was on a tear, $27.71. That was the high for the day. We're still at 27, so it came back 71 cents, but it's still up 38. And platinum was down 2 at 1,074, and palladium was down 106 at 2,306. So there was a little pressure on the dollar today, but right now in the aftermarket trading, it looks like it's just flat at 90.55. Crude oil was down 11 cents at 52.23, but it was the stock markets that sort of gave concern to lots of folks. The Dow was down 700 points earlier in the day. We're still waiting for some last numbers to come through. The NASDAQ was down 2%, the Dow Jones was down 2%, and the S&P was down 1.9%. So this is the worst week since October, and it really probably had a lot to do with perhaps the GameStop. Those shares jumped 68% today, bringing gains for the week to 400%. And wow. We're going to talk a little bit more about GameStop.
Yes, I want to, because I want someone to explain it to me, because I always am embarrassed, especially when I'm on with you or you're on with me, because finance is not my thing. I can balance my checkbook, but finances is not my thing. And I felt a little bit better last night when I watched one of Fox News hosts, and she said, I'm not even going to pretend that I understand this. So that's kind of where I am. I'd like it. You explain to me all that took place. I kind of have a inkling of an idea, but I'd rather somebody else explain it to me.
Well, I'm going to be on your program on Wednesday, am I not?
Yes, I think you are. Yeah, I have to go look at my calendar, but I think so, because you weren't on this Wednesday.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you know, it really is kind of interesting. And, you know, everybody says it's for the little guy and, you know, they got it going, the momentum going. You know, some call it a pump and dump. Others say it's not a pump and dump. It really did expose Wall Street. It really has exposed hedge funds to some degree. Now, people have short memories, so we don't know how this is going to go. But it could have ripped open the fabric of Wall Street a little bit. And because you've had a lot of these hedge funds losing billions and billions of dollars, and I even heard some has been put out of business due to this. You know, the short sellers of, and that's what these short sellers do. They'll short the stock so bad that it actually puts businesses out of business. Sears is a prime example. A customer brought Sears up. I had forgotten about Sears. That's what they did to Sears.
Oh.
And then, you know, then they go in there and they buy it up on pennies on the dollar and turn it around. And, you know, it's, and they do it, And you know, and Sears isn't a small company, but you think that they do it to small mom and pop shops, but you know, Sears was no small potato. So the way they short sell and all their naked shorts and everything else, it's, and they're illegal, but they've ruined businesses while they gain profits. And so GameStop was sort of you know, a bunch of guys, you know, he has a pretty big following and so forth, and you know, they were able to push it up, and then they stopped trading on it. And I mean, it's interesting. Again, to me, there's one word that comes to mind, and that's control.
Yes.
Because
well, it kind of took me back. I don't know if you watch too many movies, and this goes way back. This movie goes way back with Trading Places.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that movie? I remember
the movie, but I don't remember the scene that you're about ready to tell us about.
No, I'm not going to tell about the scene. It's the overall thing where these two old men on Wall Street, they make bets with one another for fun. And they bet that they could take some loser off the street and turn him into whatever this kid was that, you know, went through the elite colleges and all that. He was from wealth and stuff. And turn him around. Make the other guy like him. And so they ruined the young man's life that was up and going in Wall Street. And they took this con man from the street, which happened to be, that was Eddie Murphy. I don't remember who the other guy was. And made him a Wall Street guy. Well, then while he's in Wall Street, he overhears these two old men talking about what a great job they did with this bet. And they ruined this kid's life over $1. Their bet was $1. And so they ended up getting even and taking these guys down with something like this little plan, I think, and just took them down. And so it kind of reminded me of that, but maybe it's not the same, but they're playing games with people's lives.
Yeah.
And the little people don't matter.
And the little people don't matter. And then as soon as they do matter, then you have, you know, the where they start limiting the trading, and now customers can only buy one share of GameStop, and so we'll have to see. But there's something else. Not only does it have control, it reminds me of control, but this is what happens when there is a bubble.
Yes.
This is what breaks those bubbles. And we all know the stock markets, the paper markets, are in an extreme bubble. And they're just part of the many bubbles out there. There's a lot of bubbles out there. But this is what happens. You have these weird things that go on. And, you know, you get these stocks that rise out to the moon. It's what happened at the dot-com back in the late 90s. It's the same thing. And it's funny how it always happens in the tech arena. So, but the markets did... pull back today. The Dow was down 622 points, 29,981. The NASDAQ was down 266 at 13,070. The S&P was down 73 at 3,714. And I think that's pretty much it. And let's see what the 10-year yield. I didn't have a chance to follow these markets today. Just these couple days of trading shook some people up, and they figured they better get out of those fiat dollars. We were pretty busy for the past week. 10-year yield was 1.09. European and Asian markets were all down almost 2%. So that was it in the financial markets that I could see worth noting today, Beth.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, this really brought an uproar, and it was all over the shows last night, and I was trying to follow it along, and like I said, it's a little bit over my head, but it made me think about that Trading Places, that old movie where the other people's lives meant nothing to these filthy rich Wall Street guys. They meant nothing. And that's kind of what we see in our government right now. Our little lives mean nothing. With the stroke of pen, Biden now has removed 11,000 jobs right off the bat, and others will be tumbling as well. And all for the sake of climate change. But it doesn't matter what happens to the little people.
Well, remember, Beth, it used to be global warming.
Yeah. Oh, it was global cooling before that.
And then
we had a hole in the ozone. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Acid rain.
We're still here.
I'm here.
Yeah,
we're still here. They didn't. Their predictions did not come true. But I have something kind of interesting. I think. this is. You know, they always protect everything. They got all these protected in species and stuff. But the snowy owl. Did you see that?
I did.
The snowy owl has been. What's that? You didn't see it?
I did. No, I did.
Spotted in the Central Park for the first time in more than 100 years. Beautiful owl. Beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Said there was just an extremely rare sight that took place in Central Park that experts say has not transpired in over 100 years. And according to CBS New York, bird watchers were seen flocking to catch a glimpse of the snowy owl. And apparently he's getting ready to fly back to Arctic tundra or from Arctic tundra. And he's just stopped to say hi on his way through. I thought that was kind of neat. Snowy owl.
Yeah, that really is a but of
he
all
felt
places.
He safe in Central Park since nobody's allowed out in New York right now.
Everybody else is leaving, but he went there, so go figure.
The snowy owl said, well, I think
maybe
I
that's
can
why
pick
he
up.
Felt safe.
Free hotels are freer right now. They're a little less. They're a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But you know, many times we talk about debt. We have the Canadian economy. They've seen the biggest GDP drop ever in 2020. Brazil government debt ends 2020 at record high, 89% of GDP. Mexico in 2020 suffers the worst slump since the Great Depression. So, I mean, you know, we take a look at what's happening here, and our government, and doesn't matter which administration, they have to do that.
Yeah,
they have to do it. It's
Prop
just
it
sad
up.
What they're spending it on.
So, but, are they all blaming the pandemic?
It's all
because
the
we
pandemic.
Know that it added to it, but we know that that's not the real problem.
No, you're correct. You're correct.
But I was curious
because
if
I
that's
go back
what they
and started
blaming
pumping
it on
in
the
overnight markets back in September of 2019. We went into a recession in February of 2020.
Yeah.
All before the pandemic.
Well, you know, the current president, Joe Biden, he warned us of dark days ahead, and they're getting kind of darker all the time. With what he's doing and with what's already there, the existing problems we already had heaped on us, and now he's going to put more on us with more joblessness. We're going to end up paying more for gas and energy. It's going to skyrocket, and we're not going to have jobs, and they're going to tax anybody who has a gun. It's just unreal what's going on. And so he was true. He was telling the truth. We're going to have some dark days. But it's not because of the pandemic.
You know, I think the scariest part in looking at his administration.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
I mean, when you listen to the speak, and most of the Democrats are those who voted for him. Oh, well, he's such a nice man.
I never said
and,
that.
And, oh, I'm so glad Harris is, you know, she's a female. She's so good. They have no clue. What they have done in their past. They have no clue where they want to take this nation. They have no clue. And it just baffles me. When you try to talk about it, it's just, oh, that's just hate talk. No, it isn't. And then when you're listening to some of these programs, I think we talked about it before. They want to deprogram 74 million people.
Yeah. We'll become
deprogram.
The Stepford Wives of America, or Stepford. We'll all be the same. We'll be programmed to do the same thing. say the same words.
It's, but the sad thing is, I don't know what you feel. Was it McCarthy he went to see, supposedly? He went to see President Trump?
He went to go see Trump. I think he was called. I think he was called in. I don't know that for sure.
What do you think it was about?
I think it's about building the Republican Party back up to be a true Republican Party. And, of course, McCarthy has been going the other direction, along with Liz Cheney and Roy Blunt and Senator Sass from Nebraska and several others. I think it was about that. I don't have a clue, but President Trump has made a commitment that he is going to help get true conservative Republicans elected in 2022.
Yeah, but so, you know what, Beth?
We'll see. What's that?
What happened in Georgia? I don't know if it will be a good... I mean, yeah, 74 million people, and that's not going to change. But there's more... There's other folks that have to be converted back to the Republican Party. And
are you talking
the
about
man
the governors and the attorney generals and some of those? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, is Trump the guy that you want to have show up at your campaign parties?
Well, I think he is for some of them. I think that's what they want. Right now, he's the strong leader. His popularity has gone up even more since he's not president. Maybe it's because he's not tweeting. But
that it has been nice.
But I think he's... They don't have a leader.
No,
they don't
have
a leader in the Republican Party right now. Mitch McConnell's no leader.
No. No.
And
I don't know who they would pick.
No, I think it has to be Trump. I really do. I think it has to be Trump.
I
think he's...
He's going to alienate... He's going to alienate just as many people as he can... carry, you know, and that's because there's a lot of Republicans who didn't vote
for him. What are you talking about?
Huh?
What's that? What do you mean by alienate?
He's the Republicans that didn't vote for him this year. There's a lot of them. I mean, a lot of people did, but we're not talking about the next presidential. I'm talking about, you know, the 2022.
The 2022.
Yeah.
For, I don't know about that. I don't know if I agree or disagree with that. I think time's going to have to tell here in the next several months what's actually going to take place. But I hear music. I think you're going into a break.
We are. Thank you for reminding me.
We'll talk about that
when
we come
back.
That's very interesting. That's really interesting. I will talk about that when we come back.
All right. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Heading into the break, Beth wanted to finish up on a topic, and it's Friday. We're just kind of, it's been a long week. It's been a stressful week.
It's hard to believe it's already the 29th of January, though.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's been a stressful.
No, I thought what you were talking about is interesting as to, you know, whether Trump's going to alienate those who didn't vote for him. I hope that's not what is going to happen. You know, I have a Trump sign in my window yet here in the studio, and we got a little hate call today because somebody saw that there and said we were promoting insurrection and violence, and it went on and on. Have you met me? I'm not big enough to cause much trouble. But, you know, that's interesting. Those who voted against him, I don't know if you'll ever change their minds, especially the ones that are true hard socialists, because that's what they want. They want this nation to go down. AOC wants this nation to fall. And it's going to fall if something doesn't happen soon to turn it around. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. But that, I mean, I thought that was interesting what you said. He brought an awful lot of people together and back to the Republican Party because of his stance on conservatism. And he did more for fighting abortion than any Republican president we've had yet.
Yeah, well, then it went out the window because he signed the executive order and Biden just reversed it.
Yeah, that's what happens when you lead by executive orders.
Yeah.
We should be more like Poland. Poland, I don't know if you saw this or not, is now enforcing a ban on pregnancy terminations due to fetal abnormalities, making it almost virtually illegal to have any abortion. They still allow abortion, I guess, under circumstances and the life of the mother, and I think it said rape and incest, but all others are not. So basically, they're not having very many abortions there. And, you know, here we're supposed to be this Christian nation, and we're killing, what, I think I read 3,000 babies a day? That seems unreal. And so I got that on Poland, and I thought that was good news. It was good news that people are coming around and realizing, because the more science, the more that we learn with technology and science, the more we can tell that this baby is alive. It's not just a tissue at any point in time. And so I thought that was good news. And, you know, that's something that President Trump did. He did fight for that. He fought for some other things. I didn't appreciate everything that he did. But he was somebody that rose up out of nowhere, although he was a celebrity, out of nowhere in my life anyway. I never watched The Apprentice or some of these other things that he did. But he spoke what the American people wanted to hear. He spoke about the little man and the forgotten man. And I still think that we're the forgotten people. I still
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
I still believe, you know, this thing that happened yesterday on Wall Street, that tells you right there, your life and your income, it means nothing to them. The rich should get it, and you shouldn't.
Absolutely.
No breaks for you, you know. Anyway.
But, I mean, you know what, Beth? I mean, it isn't so surprising. I have a book on my, well, I used to have it on my coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about legislation. It was about who they write the laws for. Yeah. So this isn't something new in the past 20 years. It's been going on forever.
Decades. Decades upon decades.
Decades.
Absolutely. Over 100 years, but that scares people when you say that. But it's gone on for decades and decades. And why do they have to write so many laws? You know, why aren't the basic laws good enough? Well, of course, I know that like things like Facebook and all this, they make a difference, but they haven't written them off yet. They're not controlling them because their money's paying these guys over here. And they no longer represent the people in Congress. Congress no longer cares about the people that vote for them, except on election year. That's the only time that they even pretend that you care. And I truly think, like I said, he didn't do everything I wanted or the way I would have thought, you know, I didn't appreciate everything. But that's something I saw with Donald Trump, was that he actually seemed to care about this nation and the people. And he still came from a different realm than us. But I just saw it in his eyes that he really cared. I've never seen any other politician get up on stage or wave to the crowd and say, I love you. And I think he meant it. I think the people got to him. I think he really saw the people. When he started having those rallies to get elected the first time in 2016, you know, I wasn't really that hep on him, you know. But I just kind of watched him, and I thought he had kind of a, I don't know, a different change in how he saw the people. And maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I saw it. And that doesn't mean he did everything legislatively or executively that I would appreciate, but I don't see that in the others. I've never seen that in a president yet. And I haven't seen that in any of these Congress people. I don't see that when they get up and talk, that they love the people. I see it the other way around. How can you not love the people you're supposed to be representing?
Well, anyway. I mean, I agree with you there. I mean, you know, the politicians, yeah. I mean, they only talk to us for one reason. And that's to get the vote,
mm-hmm.
You know, and
smooth it over.
You know, pardon?
They want to smooth things over when they're in trouble, but other than that, we don't mean anything to them.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't matter if it doesn't matter though, or does it? I mean, we elect them to I mean, are we supposed to see love?
Well, they ought to love their state.
They're supposed to love our country. They're supposed to love the Constitution.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to enforce the Constitution, and yet they do everything but.
They legislate against it.
And destroy.
Yeah.
And the the good things that President Trump did is just going to be washed away in 4 years.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything that was permanent. I mean, hey, it's great. Pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. That's wonderful. But what are you going to do? Well, maybe renegotiate it instead. So the next administration can't just go back and it's the same old, because there was issues with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, bring attention to what was wrong with the problem. Why
he
shouldn't we
that.
Be in there?
He did do that, but I don't know what else.
All they ever say was the U.S. pays more than, you know, everybody else.
Well, I don't think he believed. I think he thought it was a hoax, just like I think it's a hoax.
Well, I do, too. But the whole point is... But the whole point is, though, Beth, it's there. It's going to happen. So address it. You know, make it so it's permanent that we're not in it.
I think he tried, yeah, but you're right. You're right. Everything's being wiped out, and I'm against that. I was against it even when he did it. You know, we should not be going by executive orders. That's never the intention. The legislative branch is supposed to legislate, and the executive branch is supposed to enforce, not the other way around. And now what they're doing in Congress is just absolutely ridiculous, to go on and try to impeach this guy. They're wasting the tax dollars of the people. They don't care. You know, no. They take our tax dollars and do whatever they want with it and then expand it. But yeah, I think they should have a love for the people. I think they should at least love the state, the people in the state where they're supposed to be representing. And they should love the Constitution. They supposedly take an oath to protect and preserve it. If they don't do that, they legislate against it. We saw the Democrats back several years ago doing a sit-in against the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that they took an oath to protect and preserve, and they're doing a sit-in against it. And it makes absolutely no sense, except the fact, the truth is, they could care less about that Constitution. And when they talk about insurrection, the insurrection has already taken place, and it wasn't the people on January 6th.
Yeah, you're right.
It was our elected officials for the last many decades that have been legislating away our rights and our Constitution.
Yep.
That's the insurrection.
Yep.
It's been misplaced. It wasn't us. It was them.
You're absolutely correct. That's truth.
Yeah.
But somebody said to me, the insurrection. I said, you call that, you don't even have a clue what an insurrection is. I said, are you kidding me?
AOC was scared to death. She's still scared for her life.
I mean,
she wants congressman kicked out. The one that's carrying the gun, she's trying to make a point. I'm not sure I agree with her making her point that way. But AOC and Hillary Clinton think she should be arrested and kicked out. And AOC's after Josh Hawley. She's after Ted Cruz. She's after Matt Gaetz. They're after them all. It's just...
It was insurrection. Oh, please.
Nobody was even armed.
You know?
Now, I understand it got violent, and I understand lives were taken. And we, none of us, agree with that. None of us.
None. Absolutely not.
But this is nothing like what other countries see with insurrections and revolutions. It was nothing like that. And it was not an insurrection. And they're putting on a display with these troops there. You know, if they're scared, I'm glad they're scared. They're afraid because they know they're doing us dirty. And they know we're getting wind of it. We're finally waking up and realize what they're doing. And I hope it's not too late for the American people to wake up. But I like to be a positive person, but, you know, sometimes you have to be a realist and realize we may have to suffer complete loss before we ever realize what we actually had.
I have to agree with you there. You know, I always hope. I like to be positive. I like to be an optimist. But, you know, the realist in me says, I think we've gone past that point.
The one thing that gives me hope is that there are an awful lot of people, Christian people, that are waking up and praying.
Yes.
Praying is good, and I believe in it 100%. But they also have to start being active. And I don't mean by insurrection. I mean they need to be active. We've allowed these legislatures to just do, whether it's in our state or in D.C. We've let them just do whatever. And now we're waking up to what they've been doing for decades and decades and decades. Why are they getting richer and you're getting poor? Why is it they say we're in this together, they don't miss a paycheck, and Americans losing their jobs and their businesses? We're not in this together. We never have been in this together. We're just pawns in their chess game for power. And their culture, their cancel culture stuff is all about tearing down the United States as we knew it. You know, when we were growing up and we were taught American history, and they want it all torn down and taken away. every bit of it. And, you know, they've been teaching our young people distorted history. And you can tell that they hate this nation when one of the first things this new president does is to take away the 1776 Project. Just wipe it away. We're not going to teach the children this anymore. This is we're an evil nation, and we're not going to teach them that we're not. It's just crazy.
It really is crazy. But there's a couple of things that you said, that we do have a good Christian nation that are praying.
We have many. We have a remnant.
But we still have to repent.
Yes, you're right. As a nation.
So we can pray and pray, but we still, don't we still need to have that? And
well, we need to pray for those leaders to repent, too.
To repent, absolutely.
Yeah, it has to come from up. You know, it does. And the fact that Poland is smart enough to get rid of abortion in America, we can't kill enough babies. And you know what? Let's go kill some babies in other countries. Let's go to Africa and start killing their babies, too. Because we need to do that more. Because that's a human right to take
for
a human life. Yeah, and we're going to pay for it, yeah.
We pay for it.
When did it become a human right to take a human life? If you step on an eagle egg, you're in big trouble. To pick up an eagle feather, you're in big trouble. But you can take a human life, and that's your human right. Yeah, we're messed up.
Yeah.
We're messed up.
A little. Oh, my.
I'll tell you how messed up we are. Let me read this to you. I saw this and I thought, this has got to be insane. This is a university professor. And she says, heterosexuality is tragic. And it causes all sorts of societal problems for men and women. Okay, well, if we got rid of all the heterosexuals, it's not going to be... there's not going to be life much longer. No more human life much longer. I'm just saying. And then I'm thinking how sad this is. She said heterosexual relationships are inherently bad for people and for their interpersonal relationships because they highlight inequality. And as I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking, what? She's a lesbian. What happened to this woman that she hates life so much? She says she feels sorry for straight people, especially straight women, who typically report some of the lowest sexual satisfaction in society.
Oh, good grief. Hold on, Beth. I'm glad we're heading into a break right now.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and my special guest host today is Beth Ann from CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Beth, well, did you want to continue with that? Or?
I'm kind of done with that now. We had our X-rated portion of that during the break.
But you know, the important thing about that article is everybody has to make a statement. Everybody has to be different. Everybody has to be. They're trying to make this point. And you're right. They're so full of hate.
It is.
And where does this hate come from? You know, they believe that we're all born racists. Well, that means we're all born as haters, them too.
Yeah.
Even though they claim they're not racist, they would have to be born as haters too. So it doesn't even make sense what they're talking about.
No, it doesn't. And it's like they don't. When you say they don't know what they say, I know they don't. You know, it was Chelsea Clinton that got up and did some speech, which I'm sure she got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for. She did some speech explaining that her poor grandmother couldn't have an abortion. I'm thinking, okay. If she had, do you know what that means for you? You would not be here. It's like, they devour their own.
Yeah.
And this road that they have, the left here, and heading down this socialism and this removing all cult, you know, the culture cancel culture programs they've got. You know, one thing that's gone on during this pandemic is the lack of personal, and it's been going on before the pandemic, but personal contact and personal interaction. You know, you got all the phones that are all recordings. You don't get a person. And, you know, when you go to the store, nobody appreciates your business anymore. You're just a number, just, you know, your plastic card's all they want. You know, and they'll slide your bag down the path there on the belt. And you go pick it up and leave. Nobody says thank you. Nobody says anything. That personal touch in America seems to be gone. And it irritates me when they do that. You can't hand me the bag. You got to throw it down there so I can go pick it up, you know. And now they're going to... You knew I was going somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah.
And now they're going to have drones delivering pizza. Instead of the pizza delivery, I just don't have to give it a tip. No, actually, they're going to have the drones deliver the pizza. This is in practice right now. It says, a fledgling system north of Tel Aviv has three drones making six test runs a day from a Pizza Hut to designated parking lots where the drivers then pick up the meals and deliver them on the last mile. Now, just think about this. They're going to, you know, FedEx and UPS and Amazon and Walmart, all there, they're all going to get into this, where instead of they're skipping over some of these and they're going to just deliver it by drone. I guess that way, if they put it in your backyard or on your, you know, whatever it is, it's not going to be some delivery man you don't trust on your doorstep. But do you really trust somebody not to take it out of the backyard or wherever this drone delivers it. It was talking about we need flying burgers.
Society.
The Uber CEO says we need flying burgers. I mean, anything to remove people and remove jobs. You know, so corporate's all for that.
Well, yeah, it's all division. We
it's
can't
what?
Talk about what's going on when we're not together.
Exactly.
You know, if we can't communicate and we do become isolated, we all become isolated. And it is, you know, it's, you don't
it's
end
not
up
meant
caring.
To be that way.
Pardon?
It's not meant to be that way. People need
no.
people. And I'm not just talking about the song. People need interaction with other people.
Yeah.
And they're not getting that. Work from home, now through this pandemic, a lot of people say, oh, I kind of like that, you know. And but the kids not getting interaction at school, they don't learn as well. They don't have any time with their own age group. It's devastating to what it's doing to these children. Now, some people don't need to be around people. Some people are loners. They don't want to be around people.
But and that's okay.
Human nature is to be around people. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're removing all that. And this will remove jobs as well, this
oh,
thing with the drones. Which will cause even more devastation, you know. But see these teenagers and these college kids that get the little jobs to deliver the pizzas, they're not going to have a job because the drone's going to do it. I guess they get to drive the last mile.
Yeah. I mean, we are seeing a change of our society. We're seeing a change of our nation. We're seeing a change of the world.
I don't like
it. Huh?
But then I'm old. I don't like change. I don't like
it. I don't either. There was nothing wrong with what we had. And technology, you know, they used us. They use us. Convenience. That was the key term. Oh, look how convenient this is. Oh, yeah, come on. That's bring it on. I don't want to have to look at somebody at the grocery store anymore, you know, or talk to them and so forth. It's all about convenience. Get me in, get me out. There's so many other things to do.
Yeah.
Like shopping and vacationing and, I mean...
Vacationing. Nobody's going to shop anymore because that's going to be delivered, too.
Yeah.
And they're closing the shops. Even the big stores, they may be open, but you can't go into a dressing room. So you really can't go shop anymore.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's no pleasure in it. It's not fun. Of course, a lot of people, I mean, I've got kids and daughter-in-laws. They prefer to order online. They don't want to go shop and stuff anymore. They got all the kids that we'll deal with and everything. But, you know, I'd rather go and try it on than order it online and have to return it. And
You said something there where the kids, you know, just it's easier with the kids, you know, to do it online, not take it to the store and so forth. But you know what? Going to the store, and I don't have children, so maybe but going to the store with the children, that sort of creates a memory.
It does. It does.
Buying online is nothing.
No.
It's nothing.
Kids aren't involved. They don't get to see. And they don't learn how to behave.
Huh?
They got to learn how to behave. In a store, in a restaurant. You know, they got to learn. They got to sit down and behave. And they should learn that at home as well. But they need to learn how to interact with other people.
Yeah.
You know, they need to learn that not everybody's going to be like you. If somebody might offend you one day, but you just get over it. I started my show today with sticks and stones may break my bones. And, of course, the old part of that saying is, but words will never hurt me. But right now, everybody's upset about the words.
True.
And language is important, and you shouldn't just talk any old way. That's what parents are for. They're supposed to teach the kids, you know. You got to have a little bit of a filter. You can't say everything you want to. But yeah, I miss the personal. You know, we haven't been going. The churches are just barely open, and it's you know, you miss that personal. You miss that touch with other people.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
And
anyway.
But
Cancel that culture. Get rid of it. Well, yeah, I thought it was kind of funny that, not funny, ha-ha, but strange and funny, that the president immediately, Biden, decided to permanently end the wall. You know, we're done building walls around this country. But the Capitol Police Chief, says the Capitol building needs to have a permanent wall around it.
Yeah.
That's not freedom. That's not America. That's a government that's afraid of its people.
You're
and doesn't really
right.
like them. Doesn't really like them. Doesn't want to see them. They're disgusting.
Yeah, I know. We're going to... The next 4 years, it's going to be truly amazing and frightening and scary.
And not in a good way.
And I don't mean amazing in a good way. Not in a good way whatsoever.
No. But we're going to watch. Maybe it's what we need to go through, Melody, in
Absolutely.
Order for more people to wake up and realize, yeah, Trump had a terrible personality, but he was right about what he was saying, at least about some things.
He
maybe
said the
things listen.
I wanted to hear, because these are the things we knew. And he did wake up people.
Yeah, he did. And he, you know, he was saying
things. I don't know if
he
woke up people, but he really, because... And I don't know if it was intentionally or not, but because he spoke the things that we wanted to hear, that we know about our nation and as a Christian nation, it did bring unity with us.
It brought back more enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm, but it also damaged it. But it damaged it too. But it brought like a unity within our group. And unfortunately, I do believe what he succeeded at, there's so much disinformation and misinformation floating around, and it's so hard to decipher the truth from the
false
I don't know where food. These people come from the propaganda. And you know, it kind of got a little
crazy.
I don't know what you crazy.
Well, we had the QAnon, and we have the mainstream media. Both of them are extremes.
Both of
the
them.
Mainstream
yep.
media is not letting you know anything, and the QAnon was making up stuff. I don't know where they get this stuff. But you and I weren't like that, and most of the people following Trump weren't like that.
I had customers that I had extensive conversations with QAnon.
Mm-hmm.
Extensive.
Yeah.
Because I would give them my view. And
I think they need to be heard. I think this came out of the fact that they never tell us anything. They're not transparent with stuff. I mean, so, of course,
it's
these theories come
too.
Up.
It's plain
What's
old
that?
Propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
It divided. Yeah. QAnon divided.
Yeah. I didn't know anybody personally.
I
had somebody come up to me
customers.
When I was speaking somewhere after I sat down to tell me all this stuff. And I'm just looking and shaking my head and shaking my head. They went on and on and on for a long time. And
no, they believed it 100%. In fact, I hate to say it, but my one high school friend from Pennsylvania, she was a follower. She tried to get me, and it's just like, no, he isn't real. It's I don't know. I don't know the... you know, all about it, but they get hooked.
They get hooked on every little detail, and somebody's making up some of those details, too.
Yeah.
But again, I think it grew out of the fact that, not just propaganda, but the fact that we're never allowed to know anything about what actually happened. Not just in the Trump era, but for decades in this nation. We never found out the truth about a lot of things. 9/11. We don't know everything about 9/11. Maybe we're not meant to know. I don't know. What about all these UFOs? We're not allowed to know anything about them. They exist. And what about the Kennedy assassination? We don't know everything about that. They just close it up and you don't need to know about it. Because national security. And when you do that, then people start thinking, well, maybe it was such and such, or maybe it was this, or you know, I think it grows out of the fact that they don't tell us the truth about things. They shut it up in a vault, and nobody's supposed to know about it.
You're absolutely
correct. And it breeds conspiracies. It just breeds them.
Breeds it, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and they weren't wrong about everything, but they were wrong about most of it.
I know.
Anyway.
Anyway.
But I still love them. I still love them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're grasping for hope.
But you know what,
Beth? They're grasping for hope.
When I first got into this 25 years ago, I believed everything. I did. And I believed a lot of the things that I read and so forth and whatnot. But yet, and then I found out, well, you know, that wasn't true. And it took me a long time to really understand when I look for things and so forth. How, and if you get too much information, then it clouds everything. So
yeah,
I think information is great.
Trouble peeking out.
Yeah.
I agree.
So it is a learning process. And so I've been there. So I know how easy QAnon was to follow.
Yeah.
You know, we want to follow somebody. We want somebody to, you know, take our hands and show us what's happening. And you're right. You know, because they never tell us anything, we have a tendency to.
I mean, there's still all kinds of things going on about some of the plane crashes that happened that we never did know about. The one that blew up, then for no reason, and then of course 9/11. I mean, just so many different things, and we're never allowed to know the truth of the story.
Well, the truth of the matter, Beth, is we're out of time.
Well, it's been fun, Melody.
It has. It was a very different. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for putting
you
us
for
on your
me.
Schedule and spending the hour with us.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime I can, I'll be there for you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.